The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Like Rome has so much meaning, millions, millions of meanings, but the most important part of Lech Ba'Omer is that today is the day when Rav Shimon Yochai left the world, and he really didn't leave the world, he just... Whatever you say is wrong. Let's say before... You know, Rav Nachman says when a person leaves this world, it's the same room. It's just from one corner of the room to the other corner. What I want to share with you is, before he left, on that day, he gave over the deepest secrets of the world. And I'm sure most of you know that when Yeshua had the battle, Shemesh was given dime, the sun just didn't leave, because Yeshua said, wait, we got to finish the battle. And on the day when Rav Shimon Yochai left the world, also, the sun didn't leave, because Rav Shimon Yochai hadn't finished giving over all the secrets. So it was a long day. You know, friends, how many of us, the day is so short. The day is so short. You know why? Because it's void of secrets. Void of death. And when the day is full of secrets, ah, the day is so long and so beautiful. Just now, Rav Shimon Yochai, I want to share with you a Chassidish story fast. You know, everybody knows that time is so deep. Sometimes time is meaningless, and sometimes, ah, time is so deep. A minute wasted is meaningless. A minute spent with somebody you love or doing something you love so much, so deep. So here's the story. The Heilige Rabbi Yudis Bretner. You know when you finish Yom Kippur? You know, imagine ordinary people, Yom Kippur is over, let's say, 20 minutes after 7. They run out from the synagogue, they eat, then they go for a walk, they come back, they eat again, and then they go to sleep, and before they sleep, they open the window and look out. That is the time when Heiliges Bretner began to daven Nila. And who knows when he finished. Okay. And he would come in, because he prepared himself so long, he would only come in about 4 in the afternoon to begin to daven Shachris. One Yom Kippur night, the Heiliges Bretner announces, this year is a special year. We will finish Yom Kippur exactly like everybody else, 20 minutes after 7. So the Chassidim assumed that means he'll start very early. Made a mistake. The Heiliges Bretner comes in exactly the afternoon again. And we have 3 hours, which, I mean, this just doesn't make sense. But now open your hearts, friends. The Bretner begins to daven Shachris. And suddenly look at the clock, it's 7:15. The clock stopped. The clock stopped. He davened Shachris maybe for who knows how many centuries. Then he davened Musaf, Minchen. Ne'ilah was, the Chassidim could swear it was 500 years. And you know, at the end of Ne'ilah, when you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the clock begins again. And it was 7:20. And the chassidim knew, I mean, this is most probably a week later or something. They went out to see, the synagogue on the other side. It just finished. It was exactly 7:20. But you know what the Sedna did? He took out his whole community out of time. You know, everybody talks about outer space. Out of time. So deep. You know, the specialty of us hedonists, out of time. You know, a Jew needs a different watch. A different watch. I mean, if you need it, buy yourself a watch, but there's another watch you have to get in Yerushalayim, the holy city. Different time orientation. And the story is that, you know, in honor of Shimon Yochai, all the great tzaddikim, all the holy people were his pupils. You know, the Zidik Shoiva would sign himself, Zvi ben Feige, pupil of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The story is, that after the Lublina passed away, one of his greatest pupils, the Eurameyer, came to a kretschmer. And, you know, the Eurameyer was so holy, so exalted, so the owner of the kretschmer says, I have a very special room for you. And he brings him in, ushers him into a beautiful room. And there's a big clock hanging on the wall. The Heilige Eurameyer couldn't sleep. He walks up and down all night long. And you know the little wooden houses? You walk right, the whole house bends right. You walk left. And then the kretschmer, Nebuchadnezzar was thrown in his bed from left to right. He couldn't sleep either. Finally, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he decided, no use crying. I might as well make some tea and bring it to the rabbi. He walks up to the Heilige Eurameyer. And he says, Rabbi, I'm so sorry you can't sleep. Is it because you don't like the bed? He says, no. The bed wasn't even touched. He says, Rebbe, why can't you sleep? So, the Eurameyer says to the Kretschmer Yidele, forgive me for asking, but isn't this the clock of my holy master, the Seer of Lublin? He says, yes, but I didn't steal it, God forbid. He says, his son was here for a few weeks, and he had no money to pay, so he gave me the clock until he'll come back to redeem it. But what does it have to do with your sleeping? He says, let me tell you. There are two kinds of clocks in the world. An ordinary clock, ordinary watch. You look at the watch, 1, 2, 3. You know what the watch says to you? 1 hour less to live. Another hour less to live. Another hour less to live. So you give up and you go to sleep. You think, well, it's no use trying. But you know this Yehuda Lublin's clock? It says, 1 hour closer to Mashiach. Another hour closer to redemption. Another hour closer to everything holy and beautiful. You get so excited you can't sleep. So friends, the days of Shimon Yochai is your side. Bless you and me and all of us. I bless you with both. We should have the power of extracting ourselves from times and times. You know, how come we Jews waited for the Messiah so long? It's not so long. If you're out of time, it's 1 minute. It's 100 eternities. But above all, friends, I want to bless you and me. Every hour we should realize we're getting closer, 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 closer. And I once walked on the beach in Tel Aviv, and I saw a young man sitting there crying on the beach. It was late at night. I woke up to him and I said, why are you crying, my friend? He says, you know something? I have everything. I have pleasure. I have everything. I have money and I have everything. But I also have a soul. And I don't know what to do with it. You know, tonight is the night and we all are crying, Master of the world, I have a soul. What should I do with it? Here comes Rav Shimon Yochai and puts under our nose the deepest, holiest, most glorious book in the world. The Heilige Zohar Kodesh, the book which makes the world shine, which makes us shine, which gives us so much glow, so much depth. And I want to bless you and all of us. Our souls should be shining. And we should have the privilege of walking on the street. And anybody we see, we should give them over the glow, the deepest glow of the world, the glow of our own souls.